What a wonderful, wonderful Lord's Day. To be able to come together on this glorious morning to worship God in spirit and in truth. It has been a wonderful time sitting there and listening to the baby make all those noises. That is growth. You know, without any babies, we would not have a future.
Man.
So we are thankful to hear those noises coming from the little one on this morning.
Man.
Blinded by the light. Blinded by the light. Now you could look at this title and you could probably think of many different things to go along with it, as I myself did as well. I believe that one of the greatest instances of being blinded by the light was Saul on his way to Damascus. But that's not what we're talking about this morning. Blinded by a light. When you're pulled over by an officer in the middle of the night and he shines that light in your face, that's not the light that we're talking about this morning. Even maybe the glare off of someone's head, that's not the light we're talking about this morning. Have you ever walked outside and looked up at the sun and you were blinded? You could not see what was going on around you. Let's focus on that. Let's focus on that. Because many times when we have done that, there have been so many things going on around us. And we had to wait until we could refocus to see exactly what was happening. It happens on a daily basis in some places. We know the sun don't always shine directly through those clouds. But when it does, we have the opportunity to gaze up. And, you know, you've been told, do not look directly into the sun. Who listens to instructions of that nature? When you're told not to do something, that's exactly what we go out to do. And we are blinded by that light. But we find here in the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verses 1 through 3, once again. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart or the spirit. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. And that's some great news. I don't care what anybody say, that's some great news. You know, we have those moments where we're waiting for the 10 o'clock news to come on. And I have no idea to this day why we have a 10 o'clock news on WDRB or whatever it is, on Channel 41. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you get tidbits of what they're going to talk about on the 11 o'clock news. Well, why we just don't get rid of the 10 o'clock, which I don't have any control over that, and just get the 11 o'clock. Well, I'm asleep by 11 most of the time watching the 10 o'clock, so I guess I better do with what we have and enjoy the 10 o'clock and the tidbits of what we're going to get that's coming on at 11 o'clock. I'm sometimes blinded by that. because I miss what's going to happen on the 11 o'clock. And when the 11 o'clock news comes on, it's on and on and on until I wake up when it's almost gone off. So I've missed all of that. Sometimes we miss things because we're blinded by other things. And it's in its completion now. We need to understand that when we try to do things our way, that it's just not going to work out. Because God has already worked those things out, and we need to follow what He says. Verse 3 again. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Now, we're going to look at some things on this morning as we talk about being blinded by the light, some things that we may not be aware of, but those things that are happening are allowing us to succeed, allowing us to be looked down by our God and to be counted worthy in a fashion that He is pleased with. Now, if this does not fit you, so be it. But I really do hope that you can see yourself in the things that we're going to talk about on this morning, because we are all blinded by the light from time to time. Maybe looking at someone else's life. But let's stop for a moment at looking at others' lives and step back and look at our own lives. Because sometimes we are blinded and we're not realizing all the things that we have to go through in order to be successful. Persistence. We all need to be persistent in doing what is right. Persistent in helping others. A lot of times I'm not going to help him or I'm not going to help her because they are ungrateful. Well, helping them and them being ungrateful is not what God is looking at. He is looking at your attitude in being persistent. How persistent are you? See, again, we're blinded because of what someone else thinks or how they feel. Galatians 6:9, it teaches us a very important lesson in reference to being persistent. And we're going to not just read verse 9, but we're going to also read verse 10. Galatians chapter 6, and the verse is 9. Galatians chapter 6, and the verse is 9. And let us not grow weary of doing good. For in due time, or in due season, we will reap if we do not give up. Being persistent. We cannot give up, but we have to continue to carry on. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Do not give up. Keep moving, no matter, again, what's happening around you. You keep moving, no matter whether or not you see success or not. Keep moving, no matter whether or not you understand what you're doing, but keep moving. Keep doing what is right. Well, he says that you will reap if you do not give up. If you do not give up. So when you do things for people, don't stand around waiting on a thank you. Move on and help somebody else. Help someone else. See, we can hear stories not from the person that is helping others, but we can hear stories from the people that have been helped. What good are people saying about you this morning? Who have you helped lately? But have you got that mindset that I'm not going to help anybody because of what this person has done? Now, in some cases, yes, that's true. You know, we tell our children that, you know, he messed it up for you. Or she messed it up for you. When we start talking about helping those that are out there in the world and helping those that are of the household of faith, We need to do those things because we all need help from time to time. We all need help. So let's be persistent or persistent in our helping of others. Dedication. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1. You know, when we think about dedication, a lot of times we think about our lives, the things in which we do, the things or the places in which we need to go or how long we need to stay there. The Bible is very clear on this dedication right here. It not only involved one individual, but it involved two individuals. If I may say so, three. If not possibly four. But look what the Bible said. Let's start with verse 9. Verse 9. This is talking about Hannah here. Hannah wasn't a happy person. Bible says in verse 9, and after they had eaten and drunk in Shiloh, Hannah rose. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat beside the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. See, you have two people right there that are mentioned. You have Hannah and you have Eli. Now let's continue to find out about this great dedication that one has in order to show that they are pleasing to God. Bible says in verse 10, she was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. Wept bitterly. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall touch his head. Now you have the two. You have Hannah and you have Eli. Then you have three. You have the Lord. And then you have the fourth, which is Samuel himself. The son that Hannah was asking God to give her. His name was going to be Samuel. And she said, if you give me a son, I will give him back to you. Dedication. She was dedicated to keeping her word, and Samuel was dedicated to doing what he was to be dedicated to do. And that was to serve God. That was to serve God. Sometimes, again, we're blinded by these things. We really don't see what is going on, and we don't recognize why or realize why someone would make such a vow. See, Hannah, again, she was sad. She was distressed. No children. But she prayed to God that she may have a son. Not a daughter, but a son. And if you give me a son, I will give him back to you. And God gave her that son, and she gave him back to the Lord in order to serve him. And Eli was part of that, raising that child up in order to be godly. Go and read the rest of the story and understand that as Samuel was raised by Eli, Eli's boys were not the perfect boys that they needed to be as young men. But Samuel grew. He grew in favor of the Lord and the people. He grew. Dedication. You know, when someone puts you out front there and they say, here, may I recommend this person for the job? And you are selected to do that job. Do you let them down? Do you let them down? Or do you rise to the occasion and be the person that you need to be? I remember in high school working at Wyatt's cafeteria, and I would recommend some of my cousins in order to be employed there. And I said at one point, I'm not recommending any other cousin to work on this job because they always let me down And it wasn't so much as letting me down, but letting themselves down. See, we have to appreciate when people do things for us, and we should not let them down. Amen. Hannah appreciated what God did for her by giving her that son. And she did not let him down, but she gave her son back to the Lord in the service of the Lord. And we need to understand the importance of that. But we also need to understand that as we are talking about being blinded by the light, there are times where we may fail. But you know, failure should not keep us down, but it should make us, you know, rise and want to be better in what we do. See, you're not going to succeed or fail if you don't ever try. So let's try, and if we fail, let's not give up, but let's keep on doing what is right before God. Let us try and try again. You know, many of us, and I don't know if they keep telling the story, if they haven't continued to tell it, we need to tell it. The little engine that could. You know, how could he if he did not try? Yes, that hill sometimes gets steep, but we have to keep on moving up. You know, I laugh sometimes when we tell about going to school. We walked uphill, going to school and coming back home. How is that possible? You have to get to the top of that hill, and then you have to go down on the other side. But look what the Bible says right here in Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24. A lot of times we're trying to do something and we just throw our hands up and say, I give up, I can't do it. Where you did not even give 100% the first time, but yet you give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep on going. The Bible says in verse 15 and 16, lie not in wait as a wicked man against the dwelling of the righteous. Do no violence to his home, for the righteous falls seven times, and rises again. But the wicked stumble in times of calamity. Seven times now. It said the righteous falls seven times and rises again. And that's good news, isn't it? Somebody come up against you, you fail. You get up and you go again and you're being successful, and then they come up against you again and you fail. Not one time, not two, but here it says seven times the righteous falls and rises again. That's something to look forward to. But a lot of times we're blinded because we have failed and we want to give up. No. God did not tell us that every day was going to be a good day. God did not tell us that you're always going to have things in your favor. You're going to always have people that's going to do right by you. God has never told us that. We're going to have our enemies. Amen. We're going to have people that want us to fall. And sometimes what we do when we hear about them wanting us to fall, we give in to that nonsense. And we fall. We fall. We don't have to stay down. We need to come back to God. We need to pray to Him. And we need to ask Him for His help. And He says, but the wicked stumble in times of calamity. See, being a child of God, we don't allow those things, or we should not allow those things to bring us down. But we should allow them to make us stronger. So do not be blinded by the light, but allow yourself to continue on. Continue to do what God wants you to do. Be in that person that God wants you to be, and you will be successful. He says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Keep on keeping on. Amen. Don't give up. Amen. Don't stop. Don't look to the left nor to the right. And do not look behind you for sure. But keep moving forward. In the military, we had the battle, a battle buddy. Here we are doing maneuvers. And we, you know, you find this place where you can hide behind this thing that you can hide behind. And you get there and you tell your battle buddy, You move and I'll cover. And he listens to that and he moves past you. And then he gets to that point up there past you and he yells back, you move and I'll cover. Well, I want you to know this morning, if we move, God will cover. He will always protect us. And look what he says again, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. If there is somebody behind you, then let them be behind you. Let's keep moving forward. Let's keep doing what's right. The enemy is not behind you. The enemy is in front of you. And what we need to do is we need to pass him up. And we need to keep moving forward because the goal is past him. The goal is past him. So we have to keep moving. Hard work. That's what's going to cause you to get where you need to be. Hard work. A lot of people don't want to do hard work. They don't want to get out there and sweat. Well, I believe that we need to go back and look and see what God told Adam, you know, before he put him out in the garden. By the sweat of your brow. So sweating is what we need to be doing. Everybody can't have a cush job. You know, a lot of people don't appreciate cush jobs. So therefore, we need to sweat. You know, I guess some of you ladies would say perspire. But do that. Because hard work is what we need in order to be successful. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. See, we need to understand what a sacrifice is. Sacrifice is something that you love. Giving that up. Because this is what God wants you to do. You know, a lot of times we think about those things out there in the world that we participated in. Those things that we look forward to doing when we rose up in the morning. I was looking at a Facebook post the other day. And this guy had two things there. One was an alcoholic beverage, and the other one was, I believe, an energy drink or something of that nature right there. And he said, which one should I have? I was thinking, wow, which one should you have? In the early morning or in the midday or in the nighttime? I know which one you should not have. See, sometimes we need to give up some things in order to be pleasing and acceptable to God. We should not be trying to fit in with what the world is doing, but we should be doing what God is pleased with. Yeah. Romans chapter 12. When we start talking about a sacrifice, we need to look at our own selves and not be blinded by what is going on around us, but be focused on what's in front of us. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God and what is good and acceptable and perfect. Is there anything but anything wrong with this book? God's Word, is there anything wrong with it? Is it flawed in any manner? Does it contradict itself in any way? No. 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 There's nothing wrong with it. It is not flawed. It does not contradict itself. We, as a people of God, can present ourselves to Him in a perfect manner. Yes, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but we are perfect in His sight when we're doing what we are supposed to be doing. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice. You have gotten your life right with Him. You come to Him to worship Him. You need to continue to do that. Do not be blinded by the things that are going on in this world. And again, we still may not see what we need to see. But you know, we're getting there. One day at a time. Anybody ever told you that? Just take one day at a time. I'm going to tell you something different. Try to take two. Cannot do it. Has to be one day at a time. And yeah, we tell people that. And we mean well when we tell them that, because we want them to slow down. You know, the flowers are blooming. Stop and smell the flowers. The roses have not begun to bloom yet, but when they do, stop and smell the roses. Reach out and grab not the rose, but grab that stem of that rose and get stuck. Understand that, yes, they look good. Yes, things in this world may feel good to us, but they're not always good for us. Amen. Sacrifice. We give up those things that we loved, and we present our bodies to God as a living sacrifice because He loves us. And He loved us enough to give us His Son to die on the cruel cross of Calvary. Disappointment. Disappointment. We're going to have disappointments from time to time in this life. And we look in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And I just put chapter 4 there because there's a lot of verses here in 2 Corinthians 4 that we can learn from. And we're going to start with verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to start with verse 1. Therefore, having a ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word by the open statement of the truth. We would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel or the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord. With ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake, for God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. See, so many times we're disappointed or we meet disappointment because we're looking at what the world has done. And we're allowing ourselves to be blinded by what we can do. But let's rise to the occasion and let's be the people that God wants us to be. Again, we allow our hope to be taken away. We fall into a realm of despair or to a state of despair because we have lost focus on what God wants us to do and who God wants us to be. It says in verse 16, so we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. Amen. See, we appreciate Brother Tinopoulos' prayer when he prays that. Amen. Disappointment, yes, it's going to come. But let it not bring you down. For this light monetary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. This life is passing away. But our soul can live throughout all eternity if we would only be faithful and do the things that God wants us to do. Amen. We need to form some good habits. Form some good habits. You know, I believe that there's a lot of people that they have formed bad habits in life. And it's hard for them to give them up. But you know what? I say hard for them to give them up. It is possible. And they should give them up. You know, you got some people that when they go to places, they like to be early. Right, Brother Shelton? Right. And then we have some other people that like to be late all the time. I'm not calling any names. Not calling any names. I remember a young man, he was always running late coming to worship service. And one of the brothers said, we can't depend upon him. He's always late. And he even said, I bet you he's not late for work. And I said, yes, he is. Yeah, it was just him. He had formed this habit of being late. I have no idea why someone would always want to be late to something. And you know what, you know, people say, you're going to be late to your own funeral. Well, you may be late to your own funeral, but you sure won't be late to your own death. Think about that. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. You will not be late for the judgment. So what we need to do is we need to form some good habits instead of bad habits. Look what the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 13. Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 23. You answer this question to yourself. Can the Ethiopian change his skin? You know, the color of his skin. Can he change that? No, he cannot. Or the leopard his spots? Zebra has stripes, right? There was a zebra born with spots. He can't change that. That's just the way he was born. But look what the Bible says. Then also you can do good who are accustomed to do evil. Then who also can do good who is accustomed to evil? You know, the only person that can do good that's accustomed to evil is the one that turns his life over to God. Amen. You know, people say, turn over a new leaf. Turn over a new leaf. Live a new life. Get a new life. Go and read in the book of Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, where it talks about a new life in Christ. See, we can change. We can't change our sex. You was born a male, you're going to die a male. I don't care what you do in the course of being born to the time you die. If you're born a male, you're going to die a male. Amen. The Ethiopian, his skin, however he was born, that's the color of his skin going to be when he die. You know, we talk about some people. Oh, this person was born black, but he's dying white. No, he is not going to die white. He's still going to die black. We need to understand the importance of what can change and what cannot change. What can change and what cannot. You know, we get mad sometimes when we start talking about, oh, we don't want to spring forward. We don't want to fall backwards when the time changes. Don't allow that to confuse you in reference to the time that we have down here upon this earth. Our days are numbered. What is that number? I have no idea. I know God says in his word, you know, 70, 70 years. But how many of you are above 70 right now? Amen. You know, by chance, we may even live 80 or 90 years old. Some have already got to that number. Maybe 100. 100, 110. I was looking at a lady on Friday night in our Bible class, 90 years old. She doesn't look 90. She is 90 years old. She may even tell you she don't feel 90. But I want you to know this, that we do not have to always stay blinded by the light. Amen. You know, there's a lot of things that we looked at this morning, being persistent, being dedicated, rising above failure, that hard work that we must put in, that sacrifice that we must give, and facing the disappointments in life, and then looking at bad habits, transforming into good habits. We need to know again that we can be better than who we are. Not what we used to be, but what God wants us to be. Maybe you're here this morning, you're not a child of God. And you want to become one. Do not hesitate. Come on, meet the challenge. Meet the challenge. You know, we do a whole lot of things out there in the world and people are lifting us up for doing those things. Do something that God would be pleased with. Amen. Become one of his children. Come forth and make the confession that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, putting Christ on through the watery grave of baptism. Rise and to walk a newness of life. Giving up those bad habits, giving up those things that you love in the world, forming good habits and loving God's word. Maybe you're here and you're straight away. We're asking you to come back this morning as we stand and sing the invitation hymn.